Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's spring and time for a walk in the woods at Roberts Creek. In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. Well, where are we going now, Marla?
I'm going to maybe head towards the logs that are starting to decay, if we can find a simple way to get there without getting too wet this morning. It's just so lovely to see all the dewdrops along the plants. And
what's that?
Sounds like blue jays again, calling from one side of the park
That's
to the other.
They
have about 10 different calls. They can also sound just like the old ringing phone. I don't know how many times I used to run to the house to grab the phone and it was the blue jay. I had to learn many of his calls. We've got a bloom that we were going to look at here for the May apple, which is still there, and it's starting to fall apart, but it is almost a hardened flower. Rather than being soft petals, it has gained some texture and some hardness to it. So it won't last very long. These are all Jack in the Pulpits coming up next to it, too.
Whoa.
There's probably 10 or 15 of them right here, all young Jacks.
I bet there are a lot of animals live in this big old log.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and look at that. That's a huge fungus.
Huge. Oh, look at the land snails on it. Yeah.
Think they're eating it, or what are they doing?
It is. They are all, this is all part of decomposition. And whenever you have something deteriorating, all the insects, the fungus, everything works together to place all those nutrients back into the soil. And we look at the plants, we look at the woodlands here, and all this is kind of an indicator on how rich this moist woodland is. And it's kind of like with birds. You can do it with plants. You can do it with just about any living thing within our environment. Is it's all telling us a story. Is it healthy? Is it not healthy? Just by the things that are living here. But you've got numerous Jack in the Pulpits growing right in with this rotten log, fungus, land snails that they're really fun to find. Usually you just find the empty shell, but they live in very moist environments on decaying logs, mossy hillsides. They eat a lot of green, such as the moss. That would be their food. They're eating from the fungus at this point.
Well, and this fungus is not quite dinner plate size, flat.
It's more of a shelf fungus, curly. It's beautiful just to see it sitting here.
And those lines, are those snail tracks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Snail tracks.
Mm-hmm. We get little snail trails going, and there will also be little pill bugs and different types of species that assist in all that breaking the decay down. And sometimes we look at that as being really gross, but everything will return to the earth. When it comes to anything in nature, nothing ever goes to waste.
Well, it's not gross. It's absolutely beautiful.
It is. It's a gorgeous look. Some people look at the slime and different decay processes and things like that.
More in depth after this.
I continued my walk in the woods with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz.
This isn't blooming, but this is Jacob's Ladder. It has a beautiful leaf, When it comes up from the stem, each leaf is side by side on each side, and it represents a ladder. So going up the leaves, and it has a beautiful, very tiny and delicate periwinkle blue flower. And if you don't look close, you miss it, but the leaves are very specific. This is how it actually got its name, just from
the leaves. Looks like a tiny person could climb right up.
It does.
Named Jacob.
Yes, named Jacob. That's right. Jacob's ladder. This is the first time I had ever seen that plant in this area was this year. And I even had to ask for ID help.
Wow. That's hard to believe. Look at this. Is that a fungus? What is that on the other side of this log? This
black, yes.
It's a black and brown fungus.
Mm-hmm. And it is starting to cover up all the decaying matter.
Fascinating.
It's funny what you find when you look closely at a rotting log. You know, it's amazing. You can find just numerous types of insects and species that will change on a regular basis. You can find them dwelling. You can find them burrowing. They all have specific jobs within the decaying matter. Looking here too, and this hasn't started to bloom yet, but this is Solomon's seal. And it will come down with small little flowers that coat on the underside of the leaves. They just basically bow back to the earth.
There's another Mayflower bloom.
And another big jack in the pulpit that you can see there too.
Oh, yeah. Once you start thinking about the curled leaf, that's where you could spot those.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The pulpit part.
So we've got quite a few different species just around this. But again, when you've got this rotting log, you've got extremely rich, luscious soil for these plants to thrive.
There's somebody blooming down there.
This one?
Well, it's the white little white bloom there. Right there.
Oh, this is actually leftover spring beauties. Good eye. Basically, they're the size of grass. They look like little grass blades growing up and little delicate pink and white striped flowers. Most all of them have gone to seed. Actually, here's some more. When you start looking, they're starting to grow up within the other leaves. See how the seeds are kind of nodding. They've already emptied their seeds. So.
You know, it's pretty amazing. I never thought, I mean, we've taken a little walk here, but we could have done a whole program on this rotting log and what's happening around it.
Oh, yes. We could start pulling things apart and finding so many living things working. I mean, that's their job. And a rotting log is really fun. It's great to take your kids out and discover a rotting log and find all the different species that live here. And you can count how many there are, whether you know the names of them or not. But that's what their job is if they're here. I hear the wren above you.
Is that the wren?
Uh-huh. Hopefully he'll chatter once again, but he's... Now that I mention it, he's going to be quiet, of course.
More in depth after this. I continued my walk in the woods with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. Beautiful chorus we're hearing.
Tree frogs, toads.
Well, it's remarkable. This is so close to home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you just have to get out
the backyard of the shower building. Who would have thought, you know? Mm-hmm. But this whole area was really rich in woodlands. You know, it's not really that old of a park, 69, 70. And the county's managed this area since then. But yeah, it's fun to discover. I spend a lot of time at Cordova just because I know that park so well. And I've been trying to get out a little bit more just to take a look. And we have plants here at Roberts Creek that I have never found at Cordova. And Cordova has different plants that I haven't found here at Roberts Creek. But yet they're very lush woodlands. And it's just nice to be able to know your area and make a connection with that. And once you start identifying things, then the history and the life around it just kind of makes you want to learn more.
Yeah, you know, and when I look around and see so many things I want to know more about, and the recognition that I'm so ignorant, that's fun. To recognize that there's so much to learn in a place that is, continuing challenges of learning.
Mm-hmm. It is. Fun. It is. That's the fun of being outside. You will never know everything. You may have your opinion and think you know about one specific thing very well, but you will continue to learn about it forever because there's no real answer to most of our things in our natural environment. Things just keep changing and evolving, and we learn more and more, and we keep asking why, and we keep finding more things to find. And I guess that's part of learning. We just enjoy getting outside, and this is our heritage, basically. We're losing touch with the importance of the lands here, whether they be prairies or woodlands or savannas. We want to change it for development, and it may not have a good value per se in the dollar wise, but there is something very much to say about natural value in keeping our heritage together. And if we don't have large spaces that are kind of continuous, we lose a lot of other species too. It's not just the plants. It will then become the pollinators. It will become the birds. It just kind of follows suit through the food chain of what we change and how much we change it. So it brings a lot of awareness, but we don't want to think that hard about it. You know, we look at it aesthetically, but not really review it as historical and life.
Well, it's therapeutic just being out here for a half an hour or walking around and appreciating it. It's just, my whole day is going to be a lot better because of that.
It does. It opens up your mind. I can still see our cars. Unfortunately, we're not back so far that we can't get a taste of the outdoors just in a short period of time. But yeah, a 15-minute walk or just step inside the woods, just take a glance, can sometimes change your whole perspective on the day and what you can do with your kids. Mm-hmm. So one thing that we did do, because we were kind of concerned about ticks, is if you do enter the woods and you're not really prepared, always wear socks and pants and light-colored clothes. And we tucked our pants into our socks today. So I haven't seen any ticks, but that doesn't mean they aren't here, because that's just part of our living earth. And we just kind of go in prepared.
Mm-hmm. This is lady's thumb.
Cool.
This is a green... Oh my God, it's a green dragon! Look!
Wow.
Oh my gosh, I've never found a green dragon here. Oh, this is so exciting. You can see this is related to the jack in the pulpit. It's an arum type of plant. But when the plant comes up, it has the spathe. And instead of being a hooded pulpit, the stem comes out into the spathe, and it looks like a dragon's tongue kind of coming out of the flower. And then once these leaves start growing, it'll look like a big tropical plant. It will be 3.5 to 4 feet tall, and these leaves will just embellish out, and they're glossy and tropical looking. And oh my gosh, I'm just so excited.
Well, here's another one, isn't it?
Yes. Look at, oh, how cool.
Wow.
Oh, I'm excited. Oh my gosh, this is wonderful. It doesn't take much to excite me, but you know, to find plants that are indicative of the area and first discoveries. We found them at Cordova Park last year. I have tried to plant seeds of green dragon, and it's never worked. And it has to be just the right type of soil and receive just the right amount of sun. And it's perfect. Oh, I'm so excited. You always bring such good luck. We made a new discovery at Roberts Creek today.
Thanks to Marla Mertz for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.